The country's two parties are on a collision course over spending after House Republicans advanced a sweeping $61 billion package of budget cuts. And some, like House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, say they cut to the quick, sacrificing emergency responders and government workers.
3,000 fewer cops on the beat, 2,400 fewer firefighters in our communities coast to coast.
But Speaker John Boehner isn't moved by the idea of federal job losses.
If some of those jobs are lost in this, so be it. We're broke. It's time for us to get serious about how we're spending the nation's money.
Here to talk about it, WTOP political analyst Mark Plotkin. Mark, let's back it up and talk about the president's budget plan. What's in it?
The budget is $3.7 trillion, starts on October 1st of this year, and he has made cuts, and he feels that he has accomplished savings, but he also has tried to raise revenue, which is a euphemism for taxes. The Republicans are accusing him of punting, and neither party is taking on the big numbers, which are the entitlements, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. They're really talking about 12% of the budget, which is non-discretionary spending. There are some faint attempts at the defense budget, but not really serious. But both parties, even Senator McConnell of Kentucky, who is the minority leader, are saying, look, why don't we get together and talk in a responsible adult, that seems to be the term used quite a lot now, about making major cuts having to do with the deficit.
Are the Republicans offering anything in return, and how are the Democrats responding to what the Republicans are saying?
Well, as you said, Sean, they're offering $61 billion, but that really doesn't look at Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. There have been suggestions that the cap on Social Security earnings, which are $106,000, be raised. Even Republicans have talked about some Defense Department spending. What the Democrats are saying, look, the Republicans want to privatize Social Security. The Republicans are saying the Democrats only want to raise taxes. And when Senator Cardin was on the politics program, he said, look, you can't take this piecemeal. There's got to be a deal, where both Republicans and Democrats sit in a room away from publicity, away from the press, and come up with a package that addresses everything. And it seems that the political climate is such that that is a faint possibility.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. WTOP political analyst Mark Plotkin.